You're listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. In today's episode, Marianne Gattis, founder of Nutrition Solutions Sydney, joins us. Maz is founder of NSS, which includes a team of accredited practicing dietitians and sports dietitians based in Miranda and Hurstville within Sydney. Maz has over 8 years' experience working in St George Hospital and private practice. She has particular expertise in sports nutrition, PCOS, insulin resistance, diabetes and irritable bowel syndrome and disease. In this episode, we talk about Marianne's business, juggling family life with a young child, and business evolution.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now we've got a little one joining us. The first time ever on this podcast.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I've been recording this podcast, I reckon, for about 7 years or so, and we've never had a child. So
okay, we have a non-sleeping child here with us today.
Tell the listeners who's joining us.
This little one here is Jerome. He's my son. He's 11 months. He's our little mascot for NSS, actually. So he's beautiful. He's a good boy.
Is he crawling everywhere? And
he's crawling. He's crawling. He's standing. He'll be walking soon, I think.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So tell us about yourself.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Marianne. I'm a sports dietitian and also a clinical dietitian, and I have my own practice here in Miranda, in Sydney, and also we also rent out a room in Hurstville and work with a few doctors. I was previously working at the hospital at St. George Hospital for about 8 years and decided to go full throttle into private practice probably now two and a half years ago now, and never looked back since. And I love it.
Wow. Amazing. So what was the inspiration behind you starting your business?
I was working private practice on the side during the hospital. So for about 4 years, I was always doing a bit of private work. And during uni, I actually was with a private dietitian then. What inspired me, I guess, was the outcomes I would see with the private practice patient as opposed to the inpatient setting. So working in the hospital, you never really got to see like continuation of patient care. But in private practice, they just really appreciated your support, and the progress was amazing. So that's what really inspired me, is more the patient's progress to inspire me to go out to do my own.
Yeah, okay. So in your own practice, what kind of people are you working with?
Yeah, so we have a few dietitians who work with us, and each of us do have different specialty areas. My specialty area is predominantly sports nutrition, and also working a lot with metabolic syndrome. So looking a lot with PCOS, insulin resistance, endometriosis, fertility. Then we've got like the diabetes, hypertension sort of side as well. So, you know, we work alongside an endocrinologist. So we work hand in hand with a lot of those clients. And a lot of my other girls do a lot of the IBS, food intolerances, eating disorders, behavioral eating stuff as well.
Yeah, right. And like your target market, what ages would they be?
I would definitely say from the ages of, it is a varied age, because the PCOS endo age is anywhere between the ages of like 18 to 35. And then you've got your metabolic syndrome area, which is predominantly from 40 to 65, really. And our sports market is probably the younger market as well. So looking at around that, well, 20 to 40s age, to be honest. But there's also quite high end athletes as well, doing triathlons, and they're in their 50s. So it's a bit of a varied target depending on the specific goal they're trying to achieve.
Yeah. So how many rooms have you got in the practice now?
We have three.
Three.
Yeah. I know. We expanded last year, so pretty happy about that.
That's so amazing. Oh my gosh. So what would you say that you've done to help grow the business?
Speaking with you. So when I finished from the hospital, I needed guidance. Unfortunately, as clinicians in allied health, we're not really business savvy. Yeah. And I think just having insight with you for 1 year, just getting business coaching, helping with ideas about the website, really just put into perspective of how to run a business more efficiently, and having more time allocated towards the business, because I was just too frantic before with two jobs. So, and then over the years, I guess it's just networking as well.
Yeah.
So I had the background of networking with the doctors in the hospital, and then I've just continued really hard to keep networking, and then that's really excelled the business as well.
Yeah, right. You do a lot of fitness and workouts. Do you find that that's a form of networking as well?
Yeah. Like people always ask me, what gym do you go to? I'm like, I'm specifically at two gyms, but I work with like several. And that's just because that's the area I absolutely love. Mm. And I feel like that's a really good way to network with others and also to learn experiences as well. And everyone also wants to provide best information for their clientele. Yes. So that way they're giving them the most they can. Mm. And that, you know, this just comes through recommendation. So, yeah, definitely through meeting through other gyms, that's helped me sort of progress the business as well.
Are you speaking at any of the gyms when they do challenges these days? Or
yeah, we've just had five. We've had five in the last 3 months. Yeah, we've had heaps this year, which is really good. It's good to see that they want to sort of progress towards, you know, focusing on the nutrition side of things.
Yeah.
And not just they're not focused on like calorie deficit, they're looking at the whole health. So that's where they're asking the nutritionist to sort of help in that way.
Yeah. Wow. Challenges. We all experience them all the time. What would you say is like one challenge that is worth, you know, talking about today that you've experienced?
Okay. There are a few, but I would probably say in our industry, it's quite challenging to sort of justify to some GPs or specialists that we charge for a service, because our service is a high-end service. We spend over an hour with our clients. We provide great detail. We're sort of investigating their health and wanting them to achieve everything. So probably the one thing that I would recommend, there we go, we're throwing something. The one thing I would say it's hardest to work, like the challenge is changing the mindset of clinicians, like particular old GPs and clinicians, and justifying the reason as to why we have to continue to justify the reason of why they should see a dietitian.
Right.
You know, I think the younger sort of population is definitely growing into understanding the reason as to why, you know, they need to see a dietitian, but probably your old school GPs are finding that it is a bit difficult. So yeah. They think it's a hospital system.
Yeah, no. That makes total sense. How have you gone, being a new mother, in amongst running an already established business, which means that you were busy and then all of a sudden you've become a mother? How you seem to have taken to it like a duck to water, but I just know how difficult it is. How have you found it?
Listen, my husband's a chiropractor and has his own business, and he is really flexible with his work. So I'm so grateful that he works part-time and I work part-time.
Yeah.
And that gives us the opportunity to like job share Jerome and also, you know, focus on our businesses.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get me. Sorry, Alex, hold on a second.
That's okay. But, you know, because I just remember being so sleep deprived and I wasn't working at that point. I can't even imagine working and having like no sleep night after night.
Yeah, the first 3 months, I went back to like clinic after 3 months.
I remember.
Which was tough. But I had to. We had just expanded new office, obviously increased expenses. So we said, all right, I better go back. But I'm grateful for the support. I feel like I run off adrenaline quite well. But I also know that my days are only 2 to 3 days and then I'm done, you know. So I think, yeah, having a till, great support, having that sort of part-time ownership is great.
Yes.
But I wouldn't be able to do it if he didn't work part-time. Right. If he works full-time, there's no chance.
So the days that you're not working, are you still having to do some work at home? Or
always.
Yeah.
Always.
So
yeah,
when do you do that, when Jerome's having sleep?
Now Jerome is a lot more interactive. I try to keep Thursdays into like our free day, so I try to not get onto the computer as much.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always happen. Mm. Primarily it's at night time, to be honest. When he goes to bed around 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'll probably jump on for a couple of hours.
Gosh.
Yeah.
The juggle, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Or if it's like early morning and I'm up and he's not up, I'll just jump on and do some work. So wherever, and that's what people say. That people are like, oh, you make it look so easy. I'm like, there's so much work involved behind the scenes all the time. But I love it.
You will agree with this, is that the exercise that you do gives you the energy to keep going.
Oh, exercise is the only thing that sort of keeps me going. Yeah. Yes. If I don't exercise, I feel like if I don't exercise, my day isn't efficient. I'm always, and we've set up our own gym at home, so I'm grateful for that. So I've got the opportunity now to sort of do things at home if I need to.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. It really is a juggle. And you don't forget. Once you've been through it, you do not forget. Because each step is growing. It's always a juggle. It's just kind of the juggle changes, you know.
Yes. So, yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. All right. So what's an exciting initiative that you're looking forward to for 2023?
I'm probably looking at more looking at some online programs. I think you're allocating some more time frame to that. I think you know, not everyone has the capacity to allocate some time to see like clinicians all the time. So doing an online program is probably what we're looking at. So that's our new initiative. And I think the girls in my team are also really keen to look forward to proposing that. So we're looking at trying to work together to put something together to see what can we do in the back end, because we have done one with yourself before and that was quite effective. But we're looking at just sprucing it up a little bit and thinking about it.
But also times have changed as well, and it's about making sure that, you know, what you've got on there is suitable to the current market, and your I would imagine that your target market has also expanded as well. So you
offer
different you know, courses for them. That's so good.
Yeah.
One other question, how do you market your business? So you've mentioned that you do that through networking and also social media. You do a good job on social media. Are there other forms that you're doing at the moment?
It's interesting in our industry. It depends on the target. Because they're our target market, yes, they are online. If you look at our percentage of patients who come in or are online, I'd probably say it's only like around 15% online.
Right.
The rest are coming in.
Referrals,
we do a little bit through... What is it?
Referrals. How many? A lot.
It's all referrals. So it is predominantly referral based. So it is consistently networking, even marketing through letters. We've created flyers. So when we go through like talks, that way they've got our flyers. And it's just really like meet and greets mainly. That's one avenue. Mm-hmm. For our younger market, it is through the social media, even through Facebook and Instagram. They're primarily our major ways of marketing.
Yeah.
And then just through group talks, really. That's another form of marketing.
Yeah. It's good. You've got all the cogs going. With the social media, quite often what will happen is you'll get your new clients necessarily via social media, but then they'll start following you, and that's how they stay engaged with you. So it serves different purposes. But, yes, you've got all the cogs going. You know what? You could integrate a podcast as well in your spare time.
I know podcast is probably another definitely thing, like there's some fabulous dietitians who have great podcasts, and I'm always like, it's another good thing to allocate, like to allocate, of course. And I'm probably thinking, you know, I want out, like there's two things. It's just good for marketing.
Well, with the podcast as well, you wouldn't have to actually run it every week. You could get someone different from your practice.
It
would actually give it a really, really well-rounded, you know, informative platform for people to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually
amazing. All right. So where, Jerome, you've been so good.
You think? Yes. He came to my work yesterday. Oh, my gosh, he was fabulous.
Will he sleep when you get off, do you think?
Yeah, he was meant to sleep at around 2, but he woke up a little bit later this morning, so he'll probably go sleep around 2:30.
Yeah. Is he waking up really early because it's summer and it's
5 a.m. every day? Every day. Doesn't matter if you guys are in bed late, it's 5 a.m. every day. That's okay.
Okay. So, Maz, where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find us through our social media, Nutrition Solutions Sydney. That's our main social media platform, and obviously through our website at nutritionsolutionssydney.com.au. There are two ways you can find us, and you can contact us via the website or even DM us through our social media platform.
Fabulous. And I'm also going to put Maz's business on relaunch.com.au and link through, so you'll all be able to find her. Maz and Jerome, thanks for joining us here today.
Yes, we have a first appearance. Here we go. Making history.